Here's your Press TV news in brief. Terrorist bomb blast rocks a Shia mosque in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, leaving at least 12 people injured. ISIL has claimed responsibility for the attack. Sana'a was also targeted by Saudi airstrikes. Nearly 4,000 people have been killed since the beginning of the Saudi aggression against Yemen in late March. The Iranian cargo ship Nejat, which is carrying over 2,500 tons of food and medical supplies for Yemen, has docked in Djibouti. The vessel, which is chartered by Iran's Red Crescent Society, was initially headed to the port of Hodeidah in Yemen. International activists, volunteer doctors, and media personnel are also aboard the ship. The UN Security Council has expressed deep concern for thousands of civilians trapped in the Syrian city of Palmyra following its seizure by ISIL terrorists. The world body is calling for a safe corridor for fleeing civilians and the protection of the ancient city. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed into law a piece of legislation that authorizes Congress to review and even reject a nuclear deal with Iran. The law would block Obama's ability to waive congressional sanctions against Iran for at least 30 days while lawmakers debate the deal. Iran and the P5 nations have wrapped up another round of nuclear talks in Austria. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says drafting of a comprehensive agreement is progressing slowly. Negotiating sides have until the end of June to reach a final deal. Under international law. A U.S. drone strike has killed at least 5 people in Afghanistan's northeastern province of Kunar. Afghan officials said the victims were Taliban militants, including one of their commanders. Washington claims its airstrikes only target militants, but victims in numerous cases have turned out to be civilians. And in Mexico, at least 42 people were killed during clashes between armed men and security forces in the state of Michoacan, where drug cartels are heavily present. At least 2 police officers were also killed in the shootout. Police have sealed off the crime scene to collect evidence.